America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Obviously, they got talented people to distribute the ball to. I don't know the status of Davante Adams, but if I'm talking about eligibles, I better start there. You know, we had our issues with him a year ago. Thankfully, it didn't determine the outcome of the game, but it just speaks to the type of dynamic player he is and the way that he can explode in a game, not only in terms of volume of catches, but what he does with it after the catch. He's just got a well-rounded football game, route running, hand selection, late hands, combat catching, you name it. He does it all at a really high level.
Davante Adams last year against the Steelers had 13 catches for 172 yards and two touchdowns. Woo! Decent.
Yep.
Probably not going to play in this game. Neither is their defensive tackle, who's very good. Now, last week, the Steelers had some injury luck. Took on the Dallas Cowboys, that Micah Parsons or DeMarcus Lawrence, that didn't help. Christian Wilkins going to be out indefinitely. He's going to be out this weekend. He's a really good player, free agent acquisition for them. But let's talk more about Davante Adams, who is still at his not quite advanced age, but getting up there-ish, one of the better receivers in the entire National Football League. And we had Jason LaConfora on yesterday. He said the Steelers are going to be aggressive there. He said the Steelers are probably going to look to acquire multiple receivers, and he also said he wouldn't rule out the possibility of a George Pickens trade. I don't think I'd be surprised by it. I wouldn't bet on it happening, Doran. I don't think he's going to be a Steeler next year, Pickens, if he keeps going down this path, but I can't rule it out. How could you? They did it to Chase Claypool. They did it this offseason to Deontay Johnson, and yesterday while you were gone, I nicknamed George Pickens Deontay Pickens. You like that one?
There you go.
Nice. Yeah, I can't rule it out, Dorn. I don't know how you could.
No. I mean, it kind of makes sense a little bit in a way. I mean, just kind of, you know, how they operated on Sunday. And, you know, at first I was like, yeah, that's kind of not the point. The point is to have another receiver alongside of George Pickens, but maybe that they're just going to totally revamp that whole entire room during the season. They kind of need to.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of need to. So I don't know who the plethora of receivers would be. I don't know which names would fall into that, but if you get Davante Adams, like, if you just get Davante Adams for George, is that it? Or are they still going to look for another number two, or are they going to just look for, like, a bunch of number two or threes?
That's a great point, because if you get Davante Adams and you lose George Pickens, you're not in that much different of a space. You would feel better about the headspace of your current number one wide receiver than you do with Pickens. But as far as between the white lines, yeah, you've upgraded at one spot, but then you still got Van Jefferson as your two and Scotty Miller and Calvin Austin the third. And my God, can we please see Roman Wilson at some point? It doesn't change your depth issue at all. You're going to look like a similar outfit whenever you're scheming the Steelers. Okay, let's take away Devontae Adams. Just like right now, hey, let's take away George Pickens. We'll let the other guys beat us.
Mm-hmm.
So in an ideal world, you have both guys. Ben Roethlisberger says he thinks the Steelers would be a Super Bowl caliber team with Adams and Pickens. I don't know if I'd go that far. Perhaps a division championship kind of team. And then you take your swings in the playoffs and see what happens. That Diana Russini reports that Pickens could be had. That Jason LaConfora says he leaves the door open for such a thing to happen does have me thinking that they've at least thought about this.
Yes.
And I just put up a Twitter poll, Doran. PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll, trustpj.com. Will George Pickens be a Steeler in 2025? Also, I want to make sure I get this right here. Zach Smith, so he works for Steelers now with Alan Saunders. He tweeted yesterday, take this for what it's worth. I think he does good work. He said that he's been told by a couple of people that the Steelers don't view Adams as a rental and would be trying to sign him for multiple years if they acquire him. Now, we know there are years still left on his deal. It would be a restructuring kind of thing. He doesn't have any money guaranteed. So you could view him as a rental if you wanted to, but he says the Steelers aren't looking at him like that.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense.
It does make a ton of sense. If they did acquire Devontae Adams, I think that answers the Twitter poll, though. If they don't view him as a rental, that means they're going to have to pay him $25, $30 million a season. They're not paying Pickens and Adams $25 to $30 million.
No.
That's not happening.
No.
And if they're already thinking about that, as I stretch this thing out, they're probably viewing Pickens as a guy who's not going to be here in 2025. They were going to pay Brandon Ayuk all that money. We should have seen it back then. The writing was on the wall. They were never going to pay. I don't care who the receivers are. They're not paying $230. Not when they view how they evaluate and draft wide receivers as favorably as they do. Like, they have to have a lot of confidence in their ability to do that. So, yeah, I just don't think Pickens is going to be around next year.
I don't think he's going to be around this year.
Well, then as I stretch it out even further, right, if you're not going to be around next year and there's a Devontae Adams out there, why would he be around for the rest of this year when you're managing his load?
Yeah, during a primetime game against the Dallas Cowboys.
With the world to see, and that is such a good point by you, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people watch all of these games, but we're talking Sunday Night Football. I just saw it scrolling through my Twitter. 20 million people have watched each of the Sunday Night Football games this year. 20 million people. You can't hide that you've reduced a guy's snap count when the entire football world is watching. And Tomlin's a smart enough guy to know that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.